If the prospect of having to finish your taxes makes you want a stiff drink, then this story is for you. In the New York area, a team of tax preparers has been setting up shop in bars. The service is aimed at young professionals who are more comfortable dealing with the G&T than with the IRS. We have this report from NPR's Robert Smith. Or should I say Robert Smith?
Duffy's Irish Pub in Hoboken, New Jersey, has live music on Thursdays, a dart tournament on Tuesdays, and on Wednesday night, a certified public accountant.
My name is Carmine Sidora, owner of Tavern Tax.
Sidora has set up his laptop and laser printer on a folding table next to the dartboard.
Do you have a copy of last year's return, by any chance? Okay. Did you file last year? Good answer.
His first client tonight is Kevin Duffy, a 20-something with a pint of Smittick's Ale in one hand and a W-2 form in the other.
I actually just saw the sign in the window, and obviously it's kind of last minute here, so Easter coming up and everything, so it was pretty much my last chance to get it done.
So this is a pretty low-stress way to get your taxes done.
Yeah, definitely. One of the bonuses, I guess.
While Duffy wanders off to watch a ball game on the TV, Sidora's fingers start flying on the 10-key pad. He doesn't fit your traditional image of a button-down CPA. Sidora's only 28 years old and spends a fair amount of his free time in bars anyway, so he was thinking,
you know, offer people like myself the opportunity to get their tax returns prepared with less stress and, you know, not really having to worry about it, you know, and putting them in an environment where they can multitask a little bit.
And by multitask, you mean drink?
It could be drink, they could play pool, darts. Nobody's here getting drunk, to be honest. You know, they're just here having a beer, talking with their friends, having their taxes done at the same time.
Sidora himself says he won't drink while he works. In fact, as he hunches over his laptop, he seems oblivious to the rollicking bar scene around him. This is serious stuff, he says, not just because money is involved, but because for many young people, this is their first experience with a CPA.
You know, we're competing against, you know, $40 software packages that everybody and their mother can go out there and buy. And, you know, and it's trying to show people that there is value in having a CPA tax preparer relationship.
If I'm drinking while you're doing my tax return, can I write off the beer?
There's a chance. There's an outside chance that could happen.
Well, if I drink a beer while doing this story, is that an unreimbursed business expense?
Yeah. If you don't file an expense report for that beer, that would be an unreimbursed business expense. Subjected to a 2% AGI floor. So the first 2% of your AGI is not deductible.
See? This guy's good and cheap. His tax preparation fee starts at $80. The tavern tax concept has attracted so much attention that bar owners have been thinking about other services that could easily be offered during happy hour. Sidora has been personally approached with an idea to provide mortgage lending services over cocktails. After a couple of drinks, you can easily imagine, I don't know, bar-based dentists or psychiatrists.
Well, I'm the psychiatrist, so they should be paying me.
Oh, yeah. Dana Mexuka is the bartender at Duffy's.
A dentist, maybe not so much. Or maybe. Maybe everyone will be drunk enough that they won't be feeling any pain. They won't need the Novocaine. They won't need the gas, you know.
After about a half an hour of arithmetic and double-checking, Sidora finishes Kevin Duffy's taxes. And the bottom line?
Excellent. I got a refund, so very happy.
May I ask you how much of a refund you got?
Well, federal and state both was around $2,000, so.
Around $2,000?
Yeah, good stuff.
That's a lot of beer.
It is indeed.
Dana, the bartender, quickly pulls out her calculator.
For $2,000, you could get 444 pints of Guinness.
More than enough to last until next year's tax season. Robert Smith, NPR News.